Chapter 5. Louis. One evening, a few weeks later, when the cygnets were asleep, the swan said to the cob, "Have you noticed anything different about one of our children, the one we call Louis?"
"Different?" replied the cob. "In what way is Louis different from his brothers and sisters? Louis looks all right to me. He is growing well. He swims and dives beautifully. He eats well. He will soon have his flight feathers."
"Oh, he looks all right," said the swan, "and heaven knows he eats enough. He's healthy and bright and a great swimmer. But have you ever heard Louis make any sound as the others do? Have you ever heard him use his voice or say anything? Have you ever heard him utter a single beep or a single burble?"
"Come to think of it, I never have," replied the cob, who was beginning to look worried.
"Have you ever heard Louis say good night to us, as the others do? Have you ever heard him say good morning, as the others do, in their charming little way, burbling and beeping?"
"Now that you mention it, I never have," said the cob.
"Goodness! What are you getting at? Do you wish me to believe that I have a son who is defective in any way? Such a revelation would distress me greatly. I want everything to go smoothly in my family life, so that I can glide gracefully and serenely, now in the prime of my life, without being haunted by worry or disappointment. Fatherhood is quite a burden at best. I do not want the added strain of having a defective child, a child that has something the matter with him."
"Well," said the wife, "I've been watching Louis lately. It is my opinion the little fellow can't talk. I've never heard him make one sound. I think he came into the world lacking a voice. If he had a voice, he'd use it, same as the others do."
"Why, this is terrible," said the cob. "This is distressing beyond words. This is a very serious matter.